Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We got ticket text coming in. We'll open up the phones, 248-539-9797. Reaction to Hutch getting paid. Lions doing things right. Draft, develop, extend. They've got quite the core locked up until 2028. Question was, who's next? Because they've done such a good job staying ahead of this stuff. And they're done for now. But this next offseason, they're going to have players that are extension eligible from that loaded draft class. Gibbs, Campbell, LaPorta, and Branch. John, who's next?
Well, I think you take out Gibbs and Campbell because they were first-round picks. They've got the fifth option.
But they typically pick up that fifth option and then in that same calendar year, work it into a bigger extension. They did it with Sewell. They did it with Hutch. I think they'll want to do it with those guys, too.
I don't disagree with that. I think they'll want to do it, but I think the sense of urgency is going to be more for a guy that Dan Campbell talked about yesterday when we talked to him, Sam LaPorta.
Mm.
Because of what he brings this offense in the run game and everything that Dan said yesterday is spot on. We actually thought when we asked the question, he was going to say Jack Campbell. But
yeah.
he said Derek Barnes, and then he started talking about Sam LaPorta. So I think it's LaPorta and Branch simply because they will be going into the final year of their contract. They could pick up the fifth-year options of Gibbs and Campbell and tell them, yes, we want to get to you, but you've got two, they've got one. It's simple math. We've got to get these done, and as soon as we do, now we will focus on the two of you.
And the cap continues to go up every year.
Right.
You can start to move money and kick money further down with some of these extensions you've already signed.
Yeah.
Goff being one that they will explore next year, you'd believe. Yeah, it's okay. From an urgency standpoint, from a their deals are up first standpoint, it's the second round picks, LaPorta and Branch. Mm-hmm. Who's the most important guy of those four to the way this football team plays?
Well, that's a... I mean, you could make a case for...
It's a loaded question.
All of them. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs is the one that is the most visibly impactful.
Right. You can see the yards, the chunk plays, the run game that sets up and makes the offense dangerous.
How much do you want to extend a running back? Especially because his entire game is based on quickness, speed, explosiveness. I mean, all the great things, right?
But things that fade quickly with wear and tear at that position in the NFL. Now, I don't know. Like guys like Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley maybe rewriting time and opening up.
Yeah, but they're different styles than Jahmyr Gibbs.
They have a more a power element to their game as much as there is a quick twitch. Okay, well then you could choose to be... You could choose to play it a certain way with Gibbs. You could pick up his fifth-year option. You could also franchise tag him and say, basically, I got this year and two more years with Jahmyr Gibbs at.
Yeah, but nobody really, especially for an organization that has treated their players so well. Not that that's abuse, right? That's a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
But
there's a lot of fans that say, I'll take the abuse of being paid millions.
Right, but it's not the way that this organization, I don't think they want to go down that road.
So if I tried to combine value to the team, value in the longevity of their position, I would go Jack Campbell.
And I was going to say the other thing is who's going to be the least expensive of those four?
You think stand-up linebacker less than the safety, running back, and tight end?
I mean,
I think they're all kind of all in the ballpark, man.
Yeah, I mean,
a
linebacker, tight end, probably going to be in the same ballpark. Brian Branch, for what he does in the secondary, I think might be a tick above, and you know, Branch and Gibbs probably in the same sort of. Yeah. Pay class. So, I mean, yeah, I would probably say Jack Campbell. And then I would go LaPorta, Branch, Gibbs, just because Gibbs is a running back. And I hate to say it, I love the guy, and I love what he does for the team. but your risk is much higher at that position.
248-539-9797. Who's next? We'll get some of your ticket texts and phone calls. 248-539-9797 on Hutch. Community is my word. Hutch is a huge asset to the community. Extremely happy we got this done. I just hope in 4 or 5 years when it's time to reset and rebuild, we don't hang on by a thread like the Saints did and go 8-9 for 4 years before finally accepting the inevitable. Sue will be here for two different generations of great runs, though.
Probably. And I think, I mean, if you're looking for guys that are going to be here long term, Sewell and Hutch
probably have another contract.
Yeah. I would think those two are of positions where, yeah, you're looking for, you know, what, at least a decade, if not 12 to 13 years out of both of them.
Yeah, my brain said 12 to 15. I know it gets tough as you the longer you go at that spot, but those are positions that do age well.
Yeah.
And they are critical positions and they're stars. And honestly, like I get what this person's saying, I 4 to 5 years we'll deal in 4 to 5 years. Like I just love that that's how they've set this up. Is it's not like there's a cliff next year where everything's going to come crashing down.
Right. Or I mean, okay, where did Brad Holmes come from?
The Rams.
Right. And the Rams, all right, no, they had to have a little bit of a reset.
One little, then they're right back in.
Right. And so there you're looking at, okay, how much of it is being able to reset from a personnel standpoint and what Brad Holmes will need to do, as well as that's why I mentioned you're going to have to draft extremely well, continue to do that on a yearly basis, especially if you're not trading your draft picks away, unlike what was going on in LA. But on the flip side, if you have a year where you don't have extreme talent, can you get away with a 10-win season or even a 9-8 season simply because of Dan Campbell and your coaching staff?
Well, right. Some of this is going to be if you don't give up your picks, but you don't win the Super Bowl, you're very good for a very long time. You may be in a spot where you need to give up those picks to chase the Super Bowl.
Correct.
And the Rams have shown, though, it doesn't mean you fall off a cliff. So here's what they've done since McVay took over. 11-5, 13-3, lost in the Super Bowl. 9-7, 10-6, 12-5, won the Super Bowl. The step back year, they went 5-12, but it was one step back before rattling off 10-7, 10-7, and they're 5-2 this year. So if F them picks means you got to deal with one lousy year along the way, but you win a Super Bowl,
yeah,
I think that reinforces the F them picks mentality.
Weren't there also some big injuries that year that they were suffering with?
I believe you're correct on
that.
Yeah.
That plays a part in it as well.
Yeah. Can you imagine if they were getting a bigger contribution from the 2024 draft class? Like, I got Mahogany, and that was the last pick, and he looked solid.
You're talking the Arnold draft.
The Arnold, the Rakestraw, the Manu, and the Vaki.
Yeah,
and the Wingo.
Nothing really.
I mean, that's right now, like if they had one more player in that thing.
Right. And that's why, I mean, you don't want to have years where you're just like, okay, we got nothing out of that draft. And yes, okay, they got Mahogany. What does he end up becoming? How long does he play? How healthy does he stay? Like you could sit there and say, okay, well, at least we got a starting guard and he's going to be here for a while.
It's also the laser focus on Terrion Arnold, though, man. If he can, he's healthy. If he can just get better from here a little bit, I'm not asking for a ton. I'm not asking for him to be a Pro Bowler. I'm just asking for him to be a starting cornerback.
Right. But sometimes it's just a law of averages, right? Because on the year prior to that, the guys that we're talking about, you nailed 4 picks.
I know.
2 in the first, 2 in the second. And if you have that 1 year where you're like, oh, okay, well, hey, not everybody hits 1,000%, 100%.
But now, you know, let's say nothing changes with the 2024 class. You got Mahogany and nobody else improves or whatever.
Yeah, so Terrion's just like a guy. Yeah.
It's going to happen to you as a general manager. I'm nitpicking here, but it will put a focus like the next couple drafts need to be
That's what
better
John said. Yeah.
So that you can start supplementing when these contracts start coming up again.
Yeah.
You can explore potentially cutting somebody.
You're going
to
have
to
have good cheap talent.
Having better players is better.
Thank you, Greg. Ticket text.
Don't pull me out on that yesterday. Dan Campbell called Rodrigo a football player.
Yeah, a really good football player. He's good at football.
Really?
His occupation, football player. A couple ticket texts. We should work on a montage of all the hot take idiots locally and nationally that said the Super Bowl window in Detroit is over. Oops.
Keep it going. Come on. Say it.
No, the one I wanted to play was Greeny.
We're good.
Because I never said the window was closed. I thought it was another 2 years at least from now. And, John, if they keep locking these guys down, they're going to keep extending the window by a year or two or three. Aiden signed through 2030 now.
Right. But now it comes down to, okay, you've got all these guys signed. You've got some of the most talented players in the NFL, and you're paying them as such. You've given out almost $1 billion in contracts. What comes of it?
Right.
It needs to be a Super Bowl.
The beauty of Jahmyr Gibbs, he's not getting 28 touches per game. He's been a split back for his entire career, lessening the workload, maybe extending his career.
Sure.
Hutch is second to none. He forces fumbles, plays the run, reads screens. He's a playmaker. Garrett and Parsons may be better as a pure pass rusher, but Hutch is the better all-around defensive end and might be the best in all of football. Adds, I hope Laporta is the next guy to get paid.
Mm-hmm. I would argue a little bit, Myles Garrett. He's a guy that plays the run as well as the pass.
I think Garrett is the best defensive player in the NFL.
Yeah.
And if you want to go all around, I think Aiden's probably second.
Yeah, I would say so as well. When we say that, right, it feels like we're taking a shot at Aiden.
No.
that's what it feels like.
No, but just so people understand, Myles Garrett had 5 sacks last week. He's the fastest, or he's got the most of any player before hitting age 30 in the history of the sport. So, yeah, being number two to that guy,
yeah,
it's still fitting you for a gold jacket. Mm-hmm. Jack Campbell has to be next. Anzalone's in his final year. Jack is the captain and needs the extension next. Then it's Branch. He's a do-everything playmaker. I don't know if Gibbs gets an extension or just a fifth-year option and then a tag. Sammy may be the odd man out.
And you kind of saw the writing on the wall of you know, if we're asking the question, who's next? Kind of feel like it has to be Jack Campbell because of, hey, Alex Anzalone wanted more money, and they throw him an extra $50,000, and he's in the last year of his deal. The green dot went to Jack Campbell, so I think they see it as well.
Got the 2 Grand Slam coming up at 7:25, a chance to win $2,000. Can you get all 10 questions right? We'll get Heather's news as well. It's next, 97.1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and strong relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They're going to take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, that's exactly what they've done for me over the years and for my family, so that's why they're our personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Before the 2 Grand Slam, let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, school officials in Taylor are investigating some serious allegations against a veteran teacher who formerly worked at Taylor High School. So parents and former students say that this teacher made inappropriate comments toward female students over several years, and now many are demanding action. So this teacher allegedly made like suggestive comments to young girls, made them feel targeted, made them feel uncomfortable, unsafe. Even former teachers are kind of speaking out saying, yeah, you know what? While he wasn't saying these comments to me, I had students coming into my class saying they didn't want to go to his classroom. And there is one former student who's discussing her experience, of course, unnamed, right? Here she is.
Oh.
Yeah, so other students, former students, are sharing their similar stories as well. The district confirmed that they're looking into the matter, and the superintendent also says they're addressing threats made against the teacher as a result of this new investigation. The teacher, who has not been named because he is not facing any charges, denies the allegations. Hey, you can go and celebrate the holiday season at Michigan Central Station at their second annual Winter at the Station event series.
Okay.
Sounds pretty cool. So it's a 6-week celebration, runs from Friday, November 14th through Sunday, December 28th. It will feature live music from different Detroit artists, some locally made food, drinks, arts and crafts. Like, there's a market. You can go and buy gifts. There's hands-on workshops and so much more. And of course, it will kind of be transformed into a winter wonderland, right?
That's
the halls of the historic building will have festive decor and things like that. Last year, they say more than 53,000 people attended the event.
It sounds like a great date night.
Yeah, something.
Or you take kids?
I still yet to go. Yeah. I want to go see it.
Do they have, I wonder if they have candle making or
Like scented drinks.
Scented drinks.
Yeah.
Something like that. I mean,
I have a variety of interests, John.
Or tie-dye shirts. Maybe they have something like that, right? Is that something you're into?
Yeah, my wife's really into the tie-dye scene, yes.
Yeah. Upside pineapple?
Not that.
Maybe decor?
They might just have that. Yeah. On Monday, a Detroit police officer showed up for court in his underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Officer Matthew Jackson showed up. This was virtual court, right? To a virtual hearing, wearing his uniform shirt. His badge looked official, except for the fact that on the bottom, he was wearing underwear.
Yeah,
or shorts.
He's like a news anchor.
Back in 2020, right? When everyone was doing things virtually, we think we would have learned our lesson from back then. But a judge quickly noticed, asked the officer if he had pants on, and he was very honest and said, no, sir. Nope, I do not. So he didn't lie about it, didn't have any pants on. The judge then proceeded with the case without any further mention of the clothes. But you could see that this officer was sitting on his couch, and he had his laptop on the coffee table, and it, you know, maybe sit at the kitchen
camera,
table where
or
your legs are not exposed or put
you
pants
could,
on.
You could see the camera. You could see what your picture looks like.
I know. We're just put pants on. Put your whole uniform on. This is pretty cool. Frankenmuth's Bavarian Blast Water Park has just been awarded with a really prestigious honor. So they just won the Leading Edge Award, which apparently is the highest accolade from the World Water Park Association.
Oh, wow.
Yes, they say the award recognizes exceptional creativity and innovation in the water park industry.
Cool. I haven't been there since they've added on to it.
No, it's huge now. 170,000 square feet of water park features 16 new water slides, a lazy river, a wave pool, Michigan's first adult-only swim-up bar.
Mm-hmm. You can go from there, Bronner's. You can go get yourself some chicken dinner and do the whole thing.
I mean, whole experience.
Could be a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should go. Water park. Do you like water parks?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, yeah.
I do as well. I don't like indoor water parks.
I'm kind of with you,
thing with that.
Yeah, they seem a little,
I'm not a fan.
As long as it's well maintained.
You know what I am a fan of? Giving away some money.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to win $2,000, give us a call now for your shot to play the Two Grand Slam, 248-539-9797. You guys have got some bad news. Not for you, but I guess for me or anyone else who might sleep in separate rooms from their spouse. There's a new study that says sleeping apart might not be the key to happiness in a relationship and may actually decrease psychological well-being. So there's a study that found that older couples, so I'll say I'm not quite there yet, but older couples who slept in separate rooms had worse psychological well-being compared to couples who slept together. And they say that psychological well-being is measured by happiness, life satisfaction, and fulfillment.
Yep.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, I agree.
I get it. I actually do totally get it. However, I also want the best sleep I can get because I get such little sleep that if that's going to help me sleep better, I think that's going to be all right.
Creating habits for future in life.
I don't think so. I think that when I don't have to wake up at 4:30,
yeah,
I'll just go get,
sleep in the same bed.
Yes. Come on back. You're welcome now.
All right. Let's give away some money.
Yeah. That simple. Get 10 questions right in 60 seconds. You win the big money. Otherwise, you're going to get $25 for each question answered correctly.
Our contestant this morning, it's Randy in Brooklyn. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Good morning.
Randy, have you played before?
I actually played last year on Halloween.
Oh, get out of here.
All right.
How'd you do?
Yep. I got 9.
Oh,
okay. Wow. All right. Yeah. One day earlier. We expect one more.
Yeah. Let's see how you do, Randy. You know the rules. If there's one you don't know, you can pass. And if there's time, hopefully we'll get back to it. All right. Here we go. Your time is going to start right now. Who did the Detroit Red Wings play tonight?
The Canucks.
Who is the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers?
Pass.
What is the airport code for Detroit Metro Airport?
DGW.
Who wears jersey number 46 for the Detroit Lions?
Jack Campbell.
This team is currently in first place in the AFC West.
The San Diego Chargers.
Who played MJ in Spider-Man No Way Home?
Pass.
Mike Tirico works for this television network.
NBC.
Who won the men's NCAA tournament in basketball last season?
Oh, wow. Villanova.
This female artist had the 2011 hit Someone Like You.
Adele.
Who is the highest ranked SEC team in college football right now?
Yeah, that's terrible. Vanderbilt?
Well, you got through all 10.
We got you with 4.
So. Ooh, ouch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you hit it out of the park last time. Mm-hmm. This one, not so much, so... maybe next time we'll be right back up where you belong.
I say it's Halloween on a Tuesday next year or Thursday next year. You may have a chance. That's your lucky day.
Thanks, guys.
Randy, yeah, we'll get you out. We'll get you paid. It's $100.
So, 4 right. Not a great performance.
No.
Who do the Red Wings play tonight?
The Kings.
Mm. The manager for the L.A. Dodgers, he passed on.
Dave Roberts.
Mm-hmm. He got to Detroit Metro Airport. That and airport DTW. Code is DT, mm-hmm. DTW. Jersey number 46 for the Lions?
That's Jack Campbell.
Huh? Current team currently in first place in the AFC West. Who did he say?
He said the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah, sorry. It would have been wrong even if the Chargers were in first because they're in L.A. now.
It's the Denver Broncos. Mm-hmm.
Who played MJ in Spider-Man No Way Home? I never get any of these.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got this one, but it is Zendaya.
Mm-hmm. Mike Tirico works for this television network. He nailed it with NBC. Who won the men's NCAA tournament in basketball last season?
That would be Florida.
Yes, the Gators. He said what, Villanova?
Villanova. College basketball is starting.
It is?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I thought it didn't start until, what, late January, February?
March, right?
Yeah.
M-A-R-C-H.
Uh-huh. This female artist had the 2011 hit, Someone Like You.
Adele, you want to try to hit that high note for us, John?
No. I tried at the commercial break. That
did not go well.
Did not go well, yeah. And the highest ranked SEC team, the highest ranked SEC team in college football right now is Texas A&M.
Undefeated.
2 Grand Slam on Thursdays brought to you by Feminine New Law. Get David, get paid.
Your next chance to win is going to be next week on Tuesday. Dear John is next. It's 97.1. If you're injured in a car accident, you need someone who cares about you. You need Lawrence KG and you need KG Law. That's spelled K-A-J-Y. KG Law is one of the few law firms in the country specializing in car accidents. Lawrence KG has won millions of dollars for his clients because he cares. And because he cares, you're getting that extra attention to detail. They're going to get you the biggest possible win because these insurance companies are going to fight you every step of the way. You need someone who cares about you. If you or a friend or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, you need KG Law. That's 877-KG-CARES. That's kgcares.com. K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Send them in, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com.
All right, I'm going to get things started. The first one is car trouble. Dear John, I sold a vehicle to one of my wife's coworkers. We were very clear that a lot of work had to be done and we didn't want to deal with it anymore. After a test drive, the coworker was confident they wanted it. We sold it for $3,000 and a statement that said, "This sale is final and the vehicle is sold as is." That was six weeks ago. The vehicle is now broken down. She is now asking that we take the car back and donate it or junk it. I don't feel like it's my responsibility to fix this problem for her, but I do feel really bad that it broke down. She's now accusing my partner of taking advantage of her and saying that we never told her anything could be wrong with it. How would you handle this?
Sale is final. And I mean, I don't know what legal repercussions she could go to, but maybe it's small claims court. But if you told her there are issues with the car, we don't want to deal with it anymore, and you set the price as such, like, I don't know, I mean, how many miles on the car, how old is this car, right? But if you set the price as, you know, hey, $3,000,
cheap car these days,
well, yeah, and it clearly, if you're going to sell a car for $3,000, there are going to be things that go wrong with it.
You know, it's not a great car,
and she test drove it and thought, okay, this is something I'm willing to get into. She had the right at the time to ask any questions she wanted to ask. You know, are there any repairs imminent? And if you knew at the time, then I think you should, you know, say, yeah, okay, well, it needs new tires or the muffler's about to fall off. I mean, she could look and see that or anything like that. But other than that, I don't think, I'm sorry, but hey, we had a deal, signed contract, it's yours.
Yeah, kick rocks.
It's
your problem.
On her. Yep. If you're going to buy a used vehicle, I would take it to have it looked at. Like, I wouldn't just do a test drive. I would test drive it over to a mechanic or to wherever you're going to take it. Yeah. Somebody you trust, have them look at it, see everything that's wrong with it. So you know going into it. But once you sign that deal and you hand over that money, that car is yours. And I mean, I get it, to feel bad. Sure, you feel bad. I would too. But she bought it. It's hers.
Yeah, it's her decision. And the last time I sold a car, the person who bought it wanted to take it to a mechanic. I said, go for it, because I want you to have confidence that you're making a good purchase, peace of mind.
You also don't want to have a situation like this where they come back to you and say, hey,
you sold me a piece of junk and it's dangerous and now it's worth $0 and I got to junk it.
Yeah, and I know it's not free to take it to a mechanic. Some mechanics will do it if you got a buddy or something like that.
They knew somebody.
Right, but even if you're going to spend $100, you're making a $3,000 investment.
And
I think
something
it's
you're going to be driving around in. You want to make sure that it's
safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dependable.
Yeah. Yep.
Next one, a real man. Ooh. Dear John, I recently had an awful first date and want to know if I did something wrong. I matched with this girl on Hinge. We messaged for a week and then agreed to meet up for dinner after work. Conversation was going great. We split a bottle of wine and each ordered a steak, both medium rare. When the steaks arrived, mine was cooked perfectly, but I could tell something was wrong with hers, so I offered to switch. She got really quiet until the server came back and then proceeded to berate him. Oh. Full meltdown with everyone staring, saying, "Why don't they know how to cook a steak at a steakhouse?" Then she went at me saying, "I'm not a quote real man," because I wasn't standing up for her, and asked if this is how we would be in a relationship.
Whoa.
I stepped out to use the bathroom, paid the bill, profusely apologized to the waiter, and left. Did I dodge a bullet?
Yes, you dodged a bullet. My goodness.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Is that even a question? You did what a real man would do. I'll offer to switch my steak, and if it's that bad, then I'll discuss it with the waiter, and I'll wait. You go ahead and eat. You know, I want you to be happy. I want you to go ahead, and we can have these conversations. But if she's all of a sudden going to go off on the waiter because her steak wasn't cooked appropriately, all right, if you come home late from work, she's going to go off on you.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Oh, that's not
behavior.
The car that I wanted. She's going to go off on you. Oh, you didn't make the bed the way I wanted. The house isn't the way I wanted.
The way you treat the server or the wait staff at a restaurant says a lot about who you are as a person.
The way that you act when you are, how long did they say there? That's the first date.
First date.
Yeah. I mean, you're putting your best foot forward, right?
That's a great point.
Yeah, you're trying to.
It's only getting worse.
You're hiding all your deficiencies.
Very true.
When this happens, there's only one way to go, and it's going downhill from there.
Look, like even if it's she's hangry, she hasn't eaten, that's what you're going to be dealing with.
Oh, no, I can understand hangry. All right, I trust me, I get hangry in a heartbeat.
But you get steak. You would never do this. You'd never berate a wait staff.
If it was overcooked, I would just simply say, you know, hey, can you please take this back? This isn't the way I asked for it. And then I'll patiently wait for the next steak.
This is the biggest slam dunk, Dear John, ever. In fact, I will issue a challenge to our listeners. Is there anybody out there that thinks she was in the right?
There can't be.
Now, if the waiter or waitress comes and they give you attitude, I can understand being a little taken aback by it.
Yeah, but
I'm
come
still
after
not.
You?
Yeah.
Too?
Right, yeah. So
the
then turn
man?
Around and say, yeah, you didn't stand up for me. You're not. What?
Is her name Karen?
There's no name left.
Okay, let's move on. Chef John, Dear John. Oh, first off, go blue. Okay, second, we're having some friends over this weekend for the Purdue-Michigan game because they went to Purdue. I know in the past you talked about some kind of bacon bomb dish.
Can you
share it again? I'm looking for some fun food ideas to stay up on the party.
Okay, so I've always, and I don't know why in a former radio life, there was a matchup with the Boilermakers between Michigan, and maybe it was the chili that was named like a Boilermaker chili or something like that. It had beer in it. So I gave out a recipe. I think it's the perfect game, and it's the perfect time of year to put chili in the crock pot, especially with the game being at 7 o'clock.
Yep, all day.
And then anybody that comes over, or if you're just, hey, you're out, you know, blowing the leaves, you're doing something in the yard, you come in, you have a bowl of chili. I think it's the perfect setup for chili this weekend. Having said that, there's a great appetizer, and it is the bacon bombs. And I normally only make these once a year. It's Super Bowl is when the bacon bombs come out, and it is one slice of bacon, and then in that slice of bacon, you have cream cheese, slice of jalapeno, and a frozen tater tot. You wrap the bacon around it. You put it in the oven, and if you have a cooling rack, it's best to set it on a cooling rack so the drippings can, mm-hmm. you know, drip down through it. It doesn't make the tater tot becomes a little bit of a sponge, which is amazing. It's kind of what you want, right? But the rest of it drips down, and then you can save some of the bits and the bacon gravy for cooking your eggs the next morning, whatever you want. But that is, and then you cook it at, I think it's 375 for about 15 to 17 minutes, and they come out perfect. Now, I will say this. Make sure that your bacon is properly chilled, because once you get it out and you start wrapping it around there, it warms up. You want to make sure that it's not frozen. You don't want it hard, but I do put my bacon in the freezer for a few minutes to chill it, like super cool it a little bit. And the you got to have the tater tot frozen or else it just doesn't work.
Write that down. Mm-hmm. All right, this last one, hot seat. Dear John, I've come under fire at work for a slow start. They don't realize how bad the culture was when I got here. For some background, I'm a bit of an outsider and not a rah-rah type, but I am qualified and I believe with time I would break through. At the same time, the negativity is growing and I don't feel I have support. Starting to feel guilty because at this point, part of me just wants to be fired because it feels inevitable. Any advice? Signed, JS.
Well, first, don't hide your emotions. You know, if you're upset, if you get asked a question in the media that you don't agree with, it's okay to show some emotion and some disdain. If you lose a game, if you're frustrated with your team, your assistant coaches, hell, if you're frustrated with yourself, show a little bit of emotion so that your fan base knows that you care about the job that you have. If you have a rivalry game that you are playing in, show a little bit of zest for the moment. And then you might be able to get some buy-in from those that are following you in your job.
I don't know why you assumed it was a football coach.
There are plenty of examples to go around. And I think there's a few locally that are going around. And if you just show a little emotion, it'll go a long way.
I think people would be more bought in if they saw how things affected you. They could relate to you.
Yeah. Now, so with your team, right, you want to be consistent.
Yeah.
And you want to be, or for your coworkers, you want to be consistent, but you've got to be a leader. And there are different emotions for different situations and at different times. And you got to read the room. You got to know the moment and you got to fill that moment.
And I don't blame you if you want your $30 million buyout or whatever it ends up being at this point. That's Dear John. Send him in DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. It's 97.1.
Hey, there's nothing like Michigan. The pride, the grit, the game day energy. There's a beer that gets it. It's Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed right here in the heart of Michigan. It's crisp, light, and built for those who go all in. Whether you're tailgating in Ann Arbor or kicking back after a long day, as proud sponsors of Michigan Athletics, we're raising a cold one to the maize and blue. Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed for Michigan, built for you. Find Michigan Pilsner at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
Sounds like the Lions will see J.J. McCarthy on Sunday. We got Bills and Chiefs on Sunday. Big NFL weekend. 8:02, we'll talk to Ross Tucker. Our weekly check-in as we get set for the weekend ahead in the NFL. Got some ticket texts on Dear John.
Okay.
One on the car situation.
Yeah.
Text says, I sold a Saturn Aura to a girl. Her mom texted me the same day saying it had an oil leak. I said it never had any issue with oil leaks. She said, would I consider buying it back? I said, why would I want to buy a car that leaks oil? Sorry, man. Like, it's your problem now.
Well, yeah. And so I just... When you're buying a used car, if you know nothing about it, Heather made a great point. Take it to a mechanic. Yeah. Look underneath. Make sure all four tires have air in them.
Some basics.
And, you know, I mean, like the basics. You look underneath. Look, say, show me where it was parked.
But you can take it for a test drive.
Right.
You know?
There's more to it than just a test drive, though, because you could drive a test drive just around the block, maybe jump on a highway.
Oh, and I'm saying you'll miss stuff, but bare minimum, like you check the basics.
I say you got to take it to a professional.
I would too.
Buy a used car where the person has kept the paperwork to the work that's been done on it. I do that.
Oh, I do too.
All the stuff that's been done on a car, I keep it, and then I can show the buyer what's been done. And then you have the date.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I used to keep all the oil checks, you know, the oil changes. But since I always go to the same place, whenever I sell a car, I turn it in, I go there and have them print out the maintenance schedule.
Yeah, that's easier.
Well, yeah, even easier. If you got the sticker, it shows when it was done.
Right, yeah.
On the steak issue.
Yeah.
And the red flag bullet
dodged. Yeah, dodged a bullet, yeah.
Bullet, certainly. Dude dodged a missile from an unnamed texter.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was...
Karen Steak Girl is a hilarious first date story. If someone acts like that on the first date... You are okay to leave immediately in that moment.
Just run.
Yeah. Check, please. Check. Yes. Yes. Oh, by the way, I tell you, we're going, you know, Dodge, you pay for yours. I'm going to pay for mine. You can sit here and finish yours.
Go. Maybe this is her thing. She gets free steak dinners out of guys by doing this weekly.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if she's
she'd
into it, she doesn't want
a free steak dinner if she was well behaved.
Like, yeah, she'd get a lot more.
I know. So, no, it's more than getting a free steak dinner. Come on.
How about this text? You never return food ever.
Whoa. No, I disagree with that. You can do it in a very respectful way. If I order a rare steak and it comes and there's no pink, you know, even if there's a little bit, generally I'll be like, okay, I'll eat it. I'll deal with it. But if it's well done... Then I'll say, I'm sorry, but you know, I asked for rare. This isn't rare. Could you please give me a new one?
Or if you order something like you don't want a sauce on something and there's sauce on it and it's just going to seep into the whole sandwich or the burger, I'm sending it back.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I don't like pico. You know, whenever you go to a Mexican restaurant, right, they give you pico on everything, or you order a Southwest omelet. I'll always tell him, like, you know, hey, I don't want Pico. I don't even want it on the side. Like, I don't want it to soil anything on the plate. And if it comes and if it's touching the food, I'll actually send it back because it just disgusts me.
Soil is such an aggressive word for that.
It does. It penetrates all of the food, the juices.
I do think you can return food.
Yes, I agree.
But the key is you can't do what this lady did and just lose your mind.
No.
On a
I mean,
server
mistakes
who
happen.
Didn't make the food, it's ridiculous. I used to never return food if it was wrong until suddenly I was like, you know what? Yeah. I'm paying quite a bit of money for this. And I did order it a certain way.
Sure.
Well, you don't have to, right? Because Colin will be confrontational Colin, right?
Yeah, look out.
Yeah, my real man. Yeah, like yeah. Stand up for his woman. Yeah.
Well, so that's what this text says.
You just did the Tim Alley grunt.
I did.
It
says, obviously, this isn't acceptable for a first date. However, if they were in an established relationship and the guy just sat there and did nothing, it's unacceptable.
Well, he didn't sit there and do nothing. He offered to trade steaks.
I get so uncomfortable, though, when Colin does things like that because he's the kind of guy that will take back, like, this isn't made right. I like it a certain way. I get uncomfortable by that when he does it for me. Like, oh, her salad is wrong. Whatever I ordered wasn't right. I'm like, I can handle it if I want to change it.
I've tried to adjust sometimes when, like, if I order a steak and, like, I wanted a, you know, a certain side with it. Or, like, if I get a baked potato with it and I wanted, you know, butter on the side or extra butter and they don't bring it. And it's taken a long time. Like sometimes I will wait to eat my food until I have everything. And then the look on my face is one of not happy.
Sure.
And which can be very off-putting to those around the table, can become uncomfortable. So I have tried to adjust my take on that. No, and just realize that it's not the server's fault. You know, they're busy and I don't want to make everybody at the table uncomfortable. But to go off on the waiter or waitress, that's 100% unacceptable.
There are not one, not two, but three ticket techs making the same point. Was she hot? How hot is the steak eating Karen? Maybe a one night stand, then run. Another one says you can look past a little crazy on the first date to at least see how she, quote, does her taxes.
Oh my gosh.
How she does her taxes.
Okay. Goodness. I don't think the hotness matters here.
I kind of agree with you.
That ruins the hotness.
I know.
You're just
I mean,
a bad person.
Calling you out, not being a real
Which
man.
One? At that point.
Like, is that's...
It's a mood killer.
Right, yeah. If you're looking at me, telling me I'm not a real man, first of all, it's probably going nowhere after dinner anyway.
Correct. And what are you supposed to do at that point? Like, out berate
I'll show you
her?
What a real man is.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God.
No.
On the bacon bombs, those bacon bombs are not what a real man would make, signed Karen. But they are getting rave reviews because Joe in Flushing says, I made them last year because of John and can confirm they are top tier.
Oof, they are wonderful.
Boilermaker chili is great, signed Matt in Salem.
I see. I knew there was a Boilermaker chili. And in it is, it's all the best meats, right? You have your ground beef, you throw in a little sausage, you cut up some bacon, throw in the beans and whatever else you want there to season it, and then the liquid you put in is a couple of beers. And you let it cook off.
I thought it was just chicken and kale because Doug's obsessed with Purdue.
Yeah. One would think that, yes, but no. Yeah, it's not.
How do you feel about Texas chili? Chili Texas, with no beans.
I prefer beans in my chili, but if the Texas chili, now I think the last time this topic came up, Lisa, who when we met, she lived in Texas. She sent me a video of Texas chili and it looks wonderful. So yeah, more meat. And I think it actually has like chunks of steak in it.
Yeah.
So
good.
Yeah, I'm all in. Yeah. I mean, I can make the sacrifice of no beans.
You make that trade for steak every time.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to Ross Tucker, 8 o'clock hour. We are going to touch on the Pistons. Got a nice win last night. Cade Cunningham, 3 blocks, 30 points, 10 assists, no turnovers. And they beat the Orlando Magic. We'll get to that plus the Thursday touchdown. It's all coming up. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.